new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
Final day of January. Here's what people are talking about in Muncie, Delaware County. What do Hoosiers think? Bottom of our in-studio guest, a doctor from BSU, will talk about the findings and results. Pacers lose. Danny, sorry, BSU. Men can't come back. The women will try and win again tonight on WMUN. Good morning again. Steve Lindell live in the WMUN main studio here in the Axia Command Center. Emily Guffey is running the controls, and we appreciate the work there. Listening all over the place, again in Rockford, Illinois. I don't know who you are, but I wish I did. WMUN at woofboom.com. That's the email address. I will not disclose if you do not want me to tell. There's Mama in Minnesota. Not sure if Roger's watching just yet. Hold on a second. I'm scanning about the Indiana area. Oh, there's Anderson listening there. That could be Jay Garrison or some others. And you can listen on the FM, the AM, and the streaming all over the place. Weather is always a top priority, and we have a meteorologist on duty for that. He is WMUN's Paul Poteet.
Good morning. We've shaken off all the big storm systems for a while, but we're not done with clouds yet, I'm afraid. As temperatures today make it to about 39, and there will be fog also around in the morning. Mostly cloudy tonight, low of 32. The sun does bust through tomorrow, and brisk southerly winds will help raise the high to 49. A weak system rolls through Thursday night, clouds then, low of 35. Those clouds could linger into Friday morning, but then going partly sunny Friday afternoon, a high of 47. But that's a brief setback. Still looking at sunshine this weekend. 51 on Saturday, 52 on Sunday.
Uh-oh, should I be smoking some meat this weekend in the backyard? That is conducive weather for such meat cooking. We'll see what happens. 8:08, let's get a snapshot of our day today.
It's January 31st, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's National Backward Day, so that means go out and do things a little bit backward today. So wear your sweater inside out, or perhaps you should have dessert for breakfast and breakfast for dessert. You could even try walking backwards as part of your daily workout. Also on this date, in 1865, the U.S. Congress passed the 13th Amendment abolishing slavery by an overwhelming margin of 121 to 24. Scotch tape was first marketed by the 3M Company in 1928, and in 1949, the first daytime soap opera, These Are My Children, aired in Chicago. If it's your birthday today, you share it with the first African-American to break Major League Baseball's color line, Jackie Robinson, born in 1919. Scandal actress Kerry Washington, born in 1977. I got that sunshine in my pocket. And singer Justin Timberlake, born in 1981. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
On WMUN News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk. He mentioned Jackie Robinson within that daily summary there. Jackie Robinson, many don't know, with ties to Carl Erskine, baseball great, Dodgers and others. Team moved around a little bit, and Mr. Erskine still resides to this day in Anderson, Indiana, getting on in years and makes some appearances once in a while. I've always wanted to meet him face to face. I'm Steve Lindell. This is WMUN. Thank you to Mike Rhodes from MuncieJournal.com and 765BusinessJournal.com for preparing our news for this morning, as anchored by our Brett Busby.
Stephen Brand is current chairman of the board of the Greater Muncie Chamber of Commerce and president of the Muncie Sanitary District Board, hoping to add another title to his name soon, Delaware County Commissioner. According to the Star Press, Brand launched his campaign for county commissioner last Thursday. He addressed his recent run-in with the Bureau of ATF over firearms confiscated from his Cowan home in February last year. Brand said that he has not been accused of doing anything illegal by the federal government and told the Star Press that the firearms were a family gun collection. Brand said that the government has returned about 75% of that collection. Incumbent Delaware County Commissioner James King occupies the commissioner's seat that Brand is seeking. Brand was the former general manager at Magna and is now retired. Heart of Indiana United Way announces the opening of a new request for proposals tailored to organizations serving counties within their region. This grant cycle is part of their ongoing commitment to fostering a positive change and addressing critical issues in the Heart of Indiana region. RFP encompasses funding opportunities for programs in focus areas aligned with the Heart of Indiana's mission in Delaware, Henry, Fayette, Madison, and Randolph counties. Details, including eligibility and link to apply, can be found at heartofindiana.org/RFP. The Muncie Action Plan's annual community meeting is tonight at 6 p.m. The public is invited to join at the Minnetrista, Indiana room to hear from the four task forces as they share the work completed during 2023. Ball State University will host two community presentations about the Village Revitalization Plan. The first presentation for students, faculty, and staff will be at 6 p.m. Monday, February 12 at Pruess Hall. Parking will be available in the New York parking garage. The second presentation will be for general public. It'll be at 6 p.m. Tuesday, February the 13th at Cornerstone Center for the Arts at 520 East Main in Muncie. That event will be on the third floor in the Legacy Room, parking in the Cornerstone parking lots off Washington Street. Ball State's Village Revitalization Plan will create a multi-generational district driven by arts and culture, as well as entertainment and a new select service hotel, dining, retail, living, and gathering options. An Indiana Senate panel has unanimously advanced a bill out of committee that would prohibit health insurers from requiring prior authorization for routine medical services, federally approved prescription drugs, emergency health care, and other services. The move comes as the federal government and private insurers are trying to shorten the timeline for approving medical care for millions of Americans on a wide range of procedures. Many insurance companies require prior authorization for a covered service before they agree to pay for the service. Bethel Point Health and Rehab Center received a Lions Workplace Excellence Award for their dedication to workforce engagement during 2023. A city or town in Indiana cannot prevent residents from beekeeping, but homeowner associations still can. A State House bill, HB 1337, aims to change that. Under the bill, homeowners associations would not be able to keep people from having beehives as long as they're actively maintained for honey and adhere to other Indiana laws. Fox 59 reports that Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb has issued an executive order postponing the implementation of web streaming requirements for public meetings and hearings until the beginning of September. The order announced that the implementation of Indiana Code 4-22-2-17 would require that public meetings or hearings featuring public feedback be streamed on the state's website, and that's been delayed until September 1. The governor's order also stipulates that the Office of Management and Budget will continue working alongside the Indiana Office of Technology to allow the general public to attend and comment remotely. GasBuddy says attacks in the Red Sea have caused oil prices to swing back to highs that we haven't seen since November. But prices are currently on the decline again. Here in Indiana, the state average dropped 12 cents in the past week. That settles the average back down to about $2.94, but experts say that won't last. The forecast is showing increases in mid-February, lasting until April or May. A Muncie woman has been arrested on a child molest charge over the weekend. According to Fox 59, 29-year-old Elizabeth Curtis is preliminarily charged with one count of child molest, a level 3 felony. Police reports indicate that a child told investigators Curtis had touched them inappropriately and was able to demonstrate the exact manner. She could face a maximum penalty of up to 16 years in prison and a fine of up to $10,000. A social media post Tuesday from the city of Muncie said the following, quote, "Staff from the Muncie Hub and multiple agencies are on site at the Muncie Inn office this week to assist residents in navigating house options, understand how to qualify for monetary assistance, and access more hands-on help. We are continuing to meet with homelessness providers on a daily basis to ensure that residents of the Muncie Inn have the resources they need. The residents of the inn are not currently protected by tenant rights, but our providers are able to help qualify for services such as down payment and rent assistance," end quote. The post follows one from 4 days prior that indicated the city would be shutting down the facility. And those are the news stories that people are talking about. On Delaware County Today, WMUN, I'm Brett Busby.
Brett, outstanding, outstanding job. Thank you. 8:15. I'm Steve Lindell. This is the Talk of Muncie Talk Radio. That's news talk, sports talk, community talk. What is today? Wednesday? Yeah, Wednesday. You're not going to be able to hear Mark Forrester today. I'll explain in a moment on WMUN.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for usage is 4 and up. VapoShower use for adults only.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5 gigabyte data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by...
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Lowe's knows pros want savings now. That's why, as an MVP's Pro Rewards member, you get volume savings on orders of $1,500 or more at the Pro Desk. And there's more. We've lowered our prices on select top products like electrical wire and drywall, so you can get the job necessities for less. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. In-store only. Exclusions, restrictions, and more terms apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text BICEP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BICEP to 321-321. That's BICEP to 321-321.
Listen to Delaware County Today on Alexa. Just enable the skill. Then say, Alexa, play WMUN. Now back to Steve Lindell.
WMUN sports talk guy in the afternoon. Mark Forster will not be on today. He's on vacation. That's all. That's before the... Before the break there, we did what we call a tease, and I made it sound like, ooh, something big was happening. He's just on vacation. He gets some days off. So Mr. Jared Boomer, play-by-play guy on lots of local high school broadcasts on WMUN, and the morning guy hosting the wake-up crew on our WLBC across the hallway from our studios here for WMUN. Jared will host today and tomorrow, and then Zach Johnson, the award-winning broadcaster from the Indiana Broadcaster Spectrum Awards, will be hosting the Friday program, 4 to 5 every afternoon. It's the sports talk part of News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk, the talk of Muncie. I've been asked to apologize. Another good tease. I've been asked to apologize to what I called a rat. I'm not sure if I am to apologize to the one that's living or deceased. There were several rats that I brought up yesterday. It was yesterday. Respective of the Groundhog Day scenario, Groundhog Day is on Friday. And I referenced, in no particular order, Punxsutawney Phil, who is the one in Pennsylvania. That's the one you hear about most, I think, and see on TV and whatever. So Friday, he's going to be brought out of his little rat trap, I call it, unofficial. It's a stump. And we see a shadow, we don't see a shadow, and whatever happens, happens. I'll explain this on Friday, by the way. It's too complicated. But you know what the fascinating part is? I'll get to the apology in a second. The fascinating part is the groundhog, is almost, if not more accurate than some weather forecasters. Not our Paul Poteet, meteorologist for WMUN, mind you. But I continue. I referenced also, if you've just tuned in, to what I called a rat, Hope, the current rat that represents, I guess, southern Indiana, from Hope, Indiana. It's a real town. I didn't know. Did you know there's a Hope, Arkansas, too? There is. Anywho, and I mentioned that Hope had replaced, was it Grubby the groundhog? And I referenced all of them at various times as rats. I know they're not rats. I'm sorry for misrepresenting their animal kingdom stature. I just think it sounds funnier, rat, than groundhog. That's all. There. Does everybody feel better? WMUN at woofboom.com. That's an email address. Everybody listening right now, please send me an email from your phone or from your computer just to make sure it's working. WMUN at wooflikethedog, boomlikethefirecracker.com, like the interwebs. WMUN at woofboom.com. The first one to pop into my inbox might actually get a prize. What? Do we have prizes? We might. We might. Bottom of hour, I think in the green room right now, is my guest, Dr. Chad Kinsella from Ball State University's Bowen Center, to talk about the Hoosier survey. The final of the three chunks of results came out late last night or yesterday afternoon, and we thought it would be awesome to get it straight from one of the organizers of that survey of what does Indiana think about things and stuff. Ball State, tomorrow morning, President Mearns will be a guest, 8:30 a.m. I'm going to have to come up with some well-founded questions for him. Oh, he likes it when we put him through the Lindell ringer. Yes, we do. Just got an email from a guy running for Congress, and that is not one that would qualify as maybe a prize or T-shirt winner. I think that is just a distribution list that flew into my inbox a moment ago. We're live radio, WMUN, the talk of Muncie, one of our six formats in the Wolf Boom Radio Group, and also the home for Ball State Sports play-by-play. Last night, they struggled to come back, but could not. Bowling Green wins 81-72 over the Ball State men on the road. It was at home. It was at Worthen Arena. And we are happy to have those games on this radio station. Schedule next to play at Western Michigan Saturday, 1 p.m. on that one for the Ball State dudes. The Ball State women will play tonight on WMUN. And that is a 6:10 p.m. pregame, if my notes are correct. And I think they are correct. Looking at an email right now, just flew live radio. Johnny C, I don't, that's all it says here. Johnny C is listening on terrestrial. Thank you, Johnny C. Hold on a second. There's a second one from the same WMUN listener, the one that flew in first. Oh, look at all these emails. Sheesh. No subject on that one. Okay, Johnny C, gotcha. On your second one there, you're listening on terrestrial. Now, is it the 92.5 FM or the 1340 AM? Sorry to ask all these questions. I'm just curious. Johnny C. If you tell me in the email, I won't share your full real name and address, and we'll put a WMUN coffee mug at the front desk for you if you want it. How about that? There, prize. That's a prize for Johnny C. emailing in. Look at all these emails. WMUN at woofboom.com. Now, let's go to saving you money. We like this feature to help me and you and all of us. Maybe about Social Security benefits. How and when to start drawing those.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. You can start collecting your Social Security retirement benefits as early as 62, and the majority of retirees do start around that age or 63. According to The Motley Fool, the move to receive them early makes good sense for people who simply need the money or if they have not saved as much as needed. Another good reason, if you're not in the best health, which might impact your life. Lifespan. Or if the stock market starts to tumble near your retirement date, you might not want to be selling some stock at a low point. If you do delay starting to collect Social Security, you might get more in total. Most workers today have a full retirement age of 66 or 67. And for every year that you delay getting your benefits up to the age of 70, they will increase around 8%. It's best to read up on your options. Social Security is likely to deliver a big chunk of your retirement income, so it pays to learn more about it. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
WMUN News Radio, Sports Radio, and Talk Radio, the talk of Muncie. I'm not sure I would take my financial advice from the Motley Fool website that was cited as the source in that, but maybe they're reputable, but just, you know, sound a little, good feature there, good information about moving towards that retirement age. Coming up next, in studio, we will proudly bring you a doctor from Ball State University to talk about what you are talking about, Indiana. That's coming up next on Delaware County Today, WMUN.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Did you know that some ordinary cold medicines can raise your blood pressure? That's why NyQuil High Blood Pressure is specially formulated to provide cold and flu symptom relief without ingredients like sugar, alcohol, and decongestants. Just one dose of NyQuil High Blood Pressure starts working fast to relieve your worst cold and flu symptoms so you can get a good night's sleep. If you have high blood pressure and need nighttime relief from your cold and flu symptoms, choose NyQuil High Blood Pressure. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Does your current trophy wife want a life insurance policy three times the size of your previous mistakes? Relax and call Big Lou at Term Provider. Big Lou says if you're in your 50s, even a bit porky, a $1 million term life policy should only cost about $200 to $300 per month. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He likes trophies, too. For affordable life insurance, call 800-529-2856.
The all-new, all-free 765 Business Journal. Economic development news for Delaware County, Indiana. A product of WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Jay Chapman, president and CEO of Woof Boom Radio, said, "This effort is just another expression of how we are investing in the community in a way that drives business growth and opportunity in Muncie and Delaware County." Sponsored in part by Minnetrista, Town of Yorktown, YMCA, IU Health, MITS, and Ivy Tech Community College. How to get there? Go to MuncieJournal.com and click the link for the all-new, all-free 765 Business Journal.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to Hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Silk is launching the Phil Plante Good Challenge this month, and I'm excited to be part of it. It's a tasty and easy way to create healthy habits. To join, simply commit to incorporating Silk into your breakfast for 7 days in a row this January. One randomly selected winner will win free breakfast for life, and six others will win free breakfast for a year. Head to challenge.silk.com and join the challenge now. Terms apply. No purchase necessary. Visit website for more details.
Paid after portrayal.
Life can be so unpredictable. After losing my dad, it made me think about my family if something were to happen to me. I had heard about life insurance through Ethos and how easy it was to get coverage. They were right. In 10 minutes, I was covered. And boom, family protected.
Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
FM, AM, and Alexa. Live daily and on demand at WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Steve Lindell on Delaware County Today.
And back at 8:31, January 31, live in our WMUN studio. I see Johnny C. is from Anderson, Indiana, listening on the terrestrial 92.5 FM. Thank you, Johnny C. Sent me an email last moment or so here, WMUN at woofboom.com, one of the many ways to reach out and get us. Johnny C., we're going to put one of those coffee mugs at our front desk that we just mentioned a moment ago, one of which is being sipped upon by my guest. And in the studio now from Ball State University is Dr. Chad Kinsella. We invited Dr. Kinsella in today to talk about the Hoosier survey that that came out recently. Today, I think we're looking at the third wave of data that was derived from that survey. Dr. Kinsella is the Associate Professor of Political Science and the Director of the Bowen Center for Public Affairs. We appreciate you for coming in and hope the coffee's okay for you.
Excellent coffee. Really glad to be here and appreciate the invite.
Well, let's talk about some of this data. Before we get to that, if you could give just a little background on the Bowen Center, the namesake and how that equates to the work that is done in that regard, especially as it relates to the Hoosier survey.
Absolutely. So it's named obviously after Governor Bowen, again a very accomplished governor of Indiana. So it's the idea being, a lot of what the Bowen Center does is we try to inform about public affairs, and it's kind of a lot about better government, which Governor Bowen was a true model of. So the Hoosier survey has been going on almost since the inception of the Bowen Center. So going back to 2008, it's been done in various different methods, but it's been done every year. And essentially the idea is to inform Hoosiers. It's one of the only surveys done that I'm aware of in the state that just asked people in Indiana their ideas about what's going on in the state and other national and local issues.
What's the methodology for the survey itself? If you could be simple, don't go over my head.
Sure. So we've used all kinds of different methodologies, yeah. But this year, and we've done it in past years too, so we've gone all online, and it's probably a lot of people know surveys used to be easy. I'm old enough to remember. It's like everybody had a landline. But even my parents are in their 70s now, back in Northern Kentucky. Like, they don't have a landline anymore.
Right,
so
right.
It's like you can't just call them. And I guess too many people did surveys because my dad just gave up and he just has a cell phone now. So it's really hard to do. So we've gone online. And what you do online is a lot different. So because obviously not everybody's online, what we do is create quota systems. And a lot of in the field, they call it weighting. And what they do is, like, we know what Indiana looks like. We can go and look at the census, and we can look at the demographics and see what Indiana looks like. And so ultimately what we do is you can set up beforehand, we want responses from these different people. And there are vendors, and we pay a vendor to do this. They have the people. And ultimately, what happens is probably many people have done this. It's like, and I did it all through grad school. It's how I took my wife out to eat. It's like, you know, you get points for doing surveys.
Oh, yeah,
and
it's gotcha.
You put in your demographics ahead of time. And once you get a demographic, like, so they take in those demographics. And it's really neat because it's like you get about 500 responses, like, so quick.
Do you know who's surveyed? I mean, as far as...
we don't know who they are. Like, there are no names involved with the surveys. Like, the company would have it, but they wouldn't keep that information. And, of course, that's not something that we want. But, again, the idea is like, these people sign up, they do it, they fit a certain demographic, they have to be from Indiana. So it's like, we have a question in there, it's like, are you a resident of Indiana?
Okay,
and then we also have to give their zip code, which also gives us a geographic, a spatial distribution of the
state. Geography, so where they physically are.
Absolutely, where they physically
are. You have a drink of your coffee, because I don't want it to get cold. I'll remind our listeners that we're talking to Dr. Chad Kinsella from Ball State University, and among other parts of his job with the Bowen Center, and we're talking about the results of the Hoosier survey. President Mearns is a frequent guest on this show, too. In fact, we'll have him tomorrow morning about some other issues and questions Ball State related.
Put in a good word for me.
I shall. Let's talk about the latest round of data. What was found out in the survey about things like election integrity and state taxes?
So there's a lot of really interesting things that came out. So we tried to ask some things that are either national or state issues and some things that are being discussed at the state legislature. And one of the things, so it is a presidential election year, and it's coming up, and there were a lot of questions about election integrity that came out of 2016, 2020, and kind of heading that off. And overall, and so what we did is we copied a lot of the questions. So MIT actually has a data lab, and they do a lot of analysis on election integrity. So we used a lot of those same questions, but theirs is a national audience. We just want to look at Indiana. Overall, people feel, you know, you get about 60% of people feel that things are, you know, on the up and up. Things are happening well. But, you know, there's anywhere between 50 and 20% of people that across all of, like, these battery of questions that we asked about election integrity, you know, had some, you know, pretty extreme skepticism. And so, you know, that's still concerning. And I think there's a lot of work to be done yet on you know, talking, you know, making sure that we get to those people and explaining elections.
What did Hoosier say about state taxes? I assume no one wants to pay them.
It's, you know, overall, it wasn't, you know, so we asked the questions, you know, how fair are different taxes was one of them.
Okay.
And overall, people feel, you know, that their income taxes, you know, I don't know that they like them, but it's like people say, you know, it's fair to a degree, and that sales tax are fair, but people don't like gas taxes. People don't like to pay taxes on their beer and liquor, and people don't like, you know, their you know, I was calling Kentucky, but I think it's kind of the same here, car taxes. So, you know, there's a discrepancy there. So people feel, you know, their sales and income tax fair, but everything else. And then in terms of, like, you know, the taxes overall, you know, people would say they would prefer less services and less taxes as opposed to the opposite. And then you've got another large group of people who say, you know, it's about right.
WMUN's Delaware County Today, live, Steve Lindell hosting with my guest, Dr. Chad Kinsella from Ball State and the Bowen Center. He also is associate professor of political science, poli-sci, as I called it when I was in school a long time ago. Oof, look at my hair. And the Bowen Center putting together, again, the effort called the Hoosier Survey. What did Hoosiers say within the survey as far as their opinions about President Biden and Governor Holcomb, one of the other headlines from one of your press releases?
Two really interesting things. So one, probably a little less surprising, is about 60% of Hoosiers are not big fans of President Biden. And that's about 60% of people, kind of rounding up with these, it's 60% of people disapprove of President Biden's job as president right now. And that's probably to be expected, given, you know, he did not fare well in 2020, nor did Hillary Clinton in 2016. You know, didn't do very well. And then you've got a little over 30% of people do approve, and then there's some people who, you know, we leave an answer in there, you know, don't know or not sure. And so you had a small group of people with that.
Okay. How did that compare as far as President Biden with the similar question asked, for instance, the year before, if you recall?
he's equally unpopular. You know, almost. Right. So it's really interesting. A lot of the questions that we pulled from last year to this year almost mirrored each other. President Biden has been unpopular for quite a while.
Do we ask a lot of the same questions? Not the same every year, but do we? So you can compare and contrast year over year.
We do. Yes. Okay. So not all of them, but we do. We ask some. We try to keep some old ones, and then the presidential and gubernatorial. Approval is one we try to keep going with.
Okay, and Governor Holcomb, I didn't mean to cut you off. What did Hoosiers say about him?
Governor Holcomb, it's, you know, about 40% approve, and then you've got about...
Is that high or low, or I don't know?
It's pretty high. Here, the kicker is there's a large number of people. It was almost 30% of people said not sure, don't know. And that's not... And it's what happens is you look across a lot of states, including Indiana, there are a lot of people who don't know who the governor is. And
really?
There are, yeah. So this has been something studied. Dr. George Bishop at the University of Cincinnati, back when he did the Ohio poll, you know, he found out, you know, there was an assumption that everybody knew who the governor was, and he was one of the people who kind of put that in there, not sure, and he got large numbers of people. He even had, it was kind of a fun thing he put in there. I don't think he could do it anymore, but because it embarrassed people, but he's like, people will give an answer and say, yeah, I approve of this person or don't approve of this person. And then they would ask a question like, do you know who the governor is? And a large number of people got it wrong. So that's why he put in, you know, don't. So we put that in there. And again, it's not a dig. And you find this across every state. There's just a lot of people who aren't aware of state politics, nor do they know who the governor is. So,
taking another drink here, please, your coffee.
Absolutely.
I don't want it to get cold. This is Dr. Chad Kinsella, Ball State University and the Bowen Center, with the Hoosier survey results coming out over the last couple few weeks. A lot of data derived from this. How many participated in the survey? I forgot to ask.
So we always have traditionally got 600.
Okay.
600.
Okay.
And then what that is that number, going back to that methodology, like when you do that, the number gives you like a plus or minus. It's kind of like this error that we put in there. So it's about plus or minus 4%. So all of these numbers that you look at, it could go 4 points either way.
Okay,
because of the number of people we have.
The first of the three media releases we got from Greg Fallon, media contact. Ball State University does great work for Ball State. The first survey information came out about Hoosier stances on marijuana and abortion. So what did Hoosier say about marijuana?
Well, Hoosiers like marijuana, because it's been this national trend that's been occurring. And really, if you look at all of our neighbors, like Ohio, just a couple of months ago, it's totally legalized. So, I mean, if you look at it, you have almost 60%, at least 55% of people. So we asked the question, you know, what is your stance on marijuana? It's like, you know, legal for personal use, legal for medicinal use, or not legal at all. And it's you have a majority, even if you take in that the air within it. It's like you could take 4 points away and it's still a majority. It's like there's a majority of Hoosiers who say it should be legal for personal use. And it's like, if you look, we haven't done this every survey, but if you look over the years, this has just been growing, and it matches a lot of the national trends that you see.
Dr. Kinsella, last subject here again on one of the releases with respect to abortion. What did Hoosiers tell you within the Hoosier survey about that subject?
So within that, we asked a question and we gave them, it's like, should be legal in all cases, legal in most cases, illegal in most cases, or illegal in all cases. And if you take the two, legal in most cases, legal in all cases, it comes out, you know, almost to a majority of people who think it should be legal in all cases or most cases. About a little less than 40% say it should be illegal in most cases or illegal in all cases. So a little bit different. And you can see that, you know, there's been some interesting things happen. Kansas, Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, all in three of the four of those are, you know, very red states. Again, I grew up in Kentucky, so and they voted to allow for abortion rights in their constitution or state law, depending upon and in Michigan's a little bit more purpley, but, you know, overall that happened, including in Kansas, which is kind of like the crown jewel of, you know, conservatism, at least like cultural conservatism.
Final comments about the Hoosier survey before we let you go. We could talk for a lot longer. I know there's a lot of data within this.
A lot of fun stuff to look at. So we do have it posted on our website. Feel free to take a look. And if you have any questions, you know, if you couldn't tell, I'm happy to talk about all this stuff. This is, I, I, I'm a political science nerd, so this makes me perfect for it. So, but it really enjoyed. There's a lot of really good stuff to look at, and we'll continue to have this, next year. So, especially with 2024 presidential election, we'll try to have it out a little bit earlier.
If I may, take a drink. I don't care. Go ahead. No, please. I don't want to get cold. I would like to make you a regular recurring guest on this show. I don't want to wait till next year when the Hoosier survey comes out. To get your insight, what you're hearing, seeing, feeling, whether it's from students on campus or elsewhere, I think it would be fascinating for our listeners to have access to, as you said, a political science nerd. I don't see that whatsoever. You shouldn't do that whatsoever. I'd be interested in doing that if you're so inclined.
Absolutely. Happy to do it. All right. I'm always happy to talk about politics with anyone. So
excellent.
Yeah, it's a lot
excellent.
Of fun.
Dr. Chad Kinsella, great to talk to you. As
Thanks
we
again.
Continue with more in a moment on WMUN.
Styles you'll like, prices you'll love, Walls Furniture.
Hey sports fans, Craig Robbins with Walls Furniture. At Walls, furniture buying has never been better. Prices and wait times have receded. At Walls Furniture, 90% of our showroom is in stock. That's right, in stock. We do things better at Walls. You need furniture, you don't want to wait, you know where to go.
Come to Walls Furniture on Nebo Road. Come to Walls Furniture between Meyer and Menards.
There's a certain feeling you get when you open a book and dive into a story. But where did the story begin? What inspired it? And what exactly is the community reading? Find out by joining CAM-MTC every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Page Turners, the broadcast book club brought to you by Muncie Community Schools, right here on WMUN, the talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM.
Hi, this is Pete Dahl with Sheriff Goslin Roofing. Winter is hard on all of us, but it's especially hard on the outside of your home. Extreme temperatures are really tough on an aging roof, and Sheriff Goslin is here to help. Remember, we can work with your insurance company, and if needed, of course, we offer financing for those who qualify. So if you need Sheriff Goslin Roofing, remember to call Pete Dahl, y'all.
Quality work since 1906, Sheriff Goslin Roofing, worryfreeroof.com.
Shop Menards today and save big money. Put the finishing touches on your kitchen or bathroom with a new faucet from Moen. Moen creates faucets that feature innovative technology and have a timeless aesthetic. Available in a variety of styles and finishes, find the perfect faucet for your home with Moen's wide selection of kitchen and bathroom faucets. Get the Mica 2-handle widespread matte black bath faucet for $149.99. Sale price is good through February 4th, now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Folks ask, Salty Pete, what's the best part of being a pirate? Hello? It's all the buried treasure. I've been following this here treasure map all day. Time to dig. Oh, I once knew a lass in old Tralee with... Arr!
You just hit a power line.
Contact Indiana 811 at least 2 working days before picking up a shovel. It's the only way to dig. Learn more at 811.safedigindiana.com. Sponsored by the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission and aired by this station.
Listen, it's a new year and you really want to be in a position to grow in your career. But I get it, you're stuck. Well, you don't have to be stuck. Woof Boom Radio is looking for growth-minded individuals who want to be a part of a team that encourages and celebrates growth. As an account executive, you'll be building relationships throughout the community by becoming your customer's best marketing partner through radio and digital advertising. Begin your growth by sending your resume to jobs@woofboom.com. That's WOOFBOOM.com.
Want to hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
As we continue our sister station in Anderson, Madison County, Mitch Hank is the host of Mitch in the Morning. I hear he has that Anderson legend, George Smith, on at 9:30 this morning, 90 years young. Over the weekend, he had a day proclaimed for him by Anderson Mayor Broderick. There was an unscheduled press gaggle on the steps of D.C. yesterday, and Howie watched.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
When the Biden Justice Department issued a subpoena for an unnamed member of Congress, word quickly leaked to the press, Punch Bowl News, Washington Post, and others, that it was Democratic Congresswoman Cori Bush of St. Louis. And she came out and talked to a mob of journalists, didn't answer any questions. She said this was completely untrue, it was frivolous, that she's had a lot of threats and she needed to hire security, that the Office of Congressional Ethics had approved this.
I have not used any federal tax dollars for personal security services.
Until she got to the part where she said the person she hired is her husband, paid about $100,000 over a couple of years because he has expertise in the area, according to sources familiar with the investigation. Now, it's fine for her to defend herself, but her husband? With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
WMUN, with the temperatures coming up in the next couple of days, the forecast looks really nice from meteorologist Paul Poteet. Restoring hearing for kids.
This is House Call for Health. While it's still experimental, a recent study shows how gene therapy can restore the hearing of kids born with inherited deafness. The children in the research all had deafness caused by mutations in a gene involved in transferring sound to the brain. Through surgery, doctors in the U.S. and China were able to place a working copy of the damaged gene into their inner ear. Five of the six kids in China saw massive improvements after roughly half a year. The Children's Hospital of Philadelphia revealing similar results in an 11-year-old patient there. The World Health Organization says roughly 34 million kids around the globe are deaf or have hearing loss, with genes responsible for up to 60% of those cases. In the future, doctors hope to advance this research to help more kids born with inherited deafness and potentially target other genes that cause different types of hearing loss. The study published in the journal The Lancet. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
WMUN, again, the Power Hour, one of our other talk shows locally produced every day. That's 4 to 5 p.m. today and every afternoon. Hosted replacement-wise by Jared Boomer today and tomorrow and Zach Johnson on Friday, as Mark Forrester has a couple of days off to enjoy some vacation time. Much deserved indeed. Next up on WMUN, executive orders. They are still a thing.
Fox on Tech.
President Biden's administration is implementing new requirements for artificial intelligence developers. The White House AI Council convened to review President Biden's executive order from October, which includes mandates such as requiring AI companies to report their safety tests. The council says the reports are to ensure new systems are safe before being released to the public. The executive order also calls for the National Institute of Standards and Technology to create a set of benchmarks for the companies to meet when assessing safety. The executive order has also directed increased investment and innovation, with agencies taking several steps, including launching a pilot of the National AI Research Resource, launching an AI talent surge to accelerate hiring professionals across the federal government, and beginning the Educate AI Initiative to help fund educators creating high-quality, inclusive AI educational opportunities at the K-12 through undergraduate levels. With Fox on Tech, I'm Anna Eliopoulos. Fox News.
WMUN with Fox News recorded live and information before the top of the hour, every day, because news happens, you know, all the time. Circling back on this Johnny C. email, thanks again. It's Jonathan Clough. Thanks for the pronouncer on that, by the way. We'll put a WMUN coffee mug at the front desk for Jonathan, listener in the Anderson, Pendleton, Madison County area, before jumping in car moments ago. Thanks for listening wherever you are. Final note here, overseas, someone added to the list.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Today's Dean's List features a student from the Netherlands who became a hero in his hometown overnight. Max was in his first floor dorm room when he suddenly heard a loud crash. He looked outside the window and saw that a car had skidded off the side of the icy road, flipped over, and flew into a canal. Without hesitation, Max ran outside with some of his classmates. He found a hammer that broke the window, allowing him to get into the driver, who was still in her seat, and helped her get to safety. The mom was on her way to pick up her kids and was overcome with gratitude that she didn't have her children in the car with her. She was able to thank Max afterwards in person after this terrifying experience. The local police department and the mayor also acknowledged Max's bravery by visiting him and bringing him a cake on behalf of the entire town as a gesture of appreciation. A true act of bravery that should not go unnoticed. Max, you made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
And thank you, Janice, and thank you, listeners. Wherever you are, locally or worldwide, we're always here for you, live 8 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America, in the heartland, Muncie, Indiana, USA. Tomorrow we'll do this again. President Jeffrey Mearns, one of our guests, will be joining us live from campus or maybe from a hospital room. We'll see how his recovery is going. Perhaps you've been following that here on WMUN. For Emily Guffey, my producer, doing a great job in our Axia Command Center every day, I'm Steve Lindell. Talk to you tomorrow morning on the new WMUN.